Call received from Home Care Agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm going over the website, your website, and I had my mother living with me. I'm thinking of applying to be a caregiver for her.
Okay, we can do that. Yes, we can assist you through that process. What county do you and your mom reside in?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let's check to see if she's eligible for the services, okay? What kind of health insurance do you have?
Say it again?
What health insurance? What kind of health insurances does she have?
She has Medicaid.
Okay, let me check her Medicaid because it is a Medicaid-funded program. Let's see if she's eligible. What's her first and last name?
First Lang, L-A-N.
L-A-N, okay.
And last name, Q-U-A-N.
Q-U-A-N. Date of birth?
December 22nd, 1941.
December 20, 1941?
Yes.
Okay, please hold while I check her eligibility status. Please hold. Your mom has active Medicaid through AmeriHealth Caritas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What we need to do is call the broker and get her online for an in-home assessment. She is eligible for the referral. What's your mom's address?
So before you do that, I just want to let you know the website from the state informed me to someone in Lancaster here that they scheduled to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Do we that going to be cross paths with them at all or what?
I'm sorry,
the cross path, if we're doing that now, it might be just cross paths with them. Like someone in the referral program will call me from the state. They said that they take my phone down and number down and plan to call me in the schedule.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I don't understand. Because your mom is eligible, but nothing has been done. There's no referral submitted, no home assessment schedule, nothing.
Okay. So that means we need to get her in the referral program first. Is that correct? And that they would come to schedule to come home visit. Like an interview.
No, ma'am. We need to call the Medicaid broker and get her online for an in-home assessment. And there's a couple of steps before she gets awarded.
Yes.
Because when they do the assessment, they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she's going to get. Right now, she don't have any of that stuff.
So I just called the aging aging program in Lancaster here? Is that one of the
No, this is completely separate.
Okay.
From that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean, like the aging thing. They say they plan to call me back, but these are different things.
Yeah, this is home care services through the Medicaid. This is where you could assist your mom at her home and you could get paid to be her attendant. To cook her meals, you know, clean the house, run her errands, things of that nature. Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing that for years. I didn't know the program. It's just my responsibility.
Right. So this well, it is your responsibility, but now you can get paid for it. But this is completely separate.
Okay. All right. Yes. Sure.
Okay. What is your mom's address?
I'm so tired of that.
What's your mom's address?
11 47 Suffolk, Suffolk Drive.
And are you going to be her attendant, or you're going to assign someone else in the family?
No, it will be me. That's okay. My home.
Okay. And you're the daughter, correct?
Yes.
What's your name?
M-I-N-H.
And your last name?
E-L-E.
And Ms. Lee, you are at 1147 Suffolk Drive. What's the rest of the address?
Littit. L-I-T-I-T-Z. Littit. P-A. 17543.
Can you spell that? Livitz? L-I-T?
I-T-Z. L-I-T-I-T-Z.
Got it.
Lee Zebra.
And a good number to reach your mom?
484-794-8520.
And a number to reach you?
That is my number. She doesn't speak English.
Okay. So I just need you to write down some information now. I'm going to see who can assist you to further you along in this process, okay?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
Okay. I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Okay, yeah.
Medicaid broker number, it's 877
550
4227.
4227.
Now I want you to put Medicaid ID number next to that.
My mother ID?
Yes.
Okay.
Your mother's Medicaid ID number is
410-253-0799. Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm just waiting for one of our coordinators here at Family First Care to respond to further assist you with that call, okay? Now I want you to write the agency's information down. Let me know when you're ready as well.
I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to hire you and assist your mom onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care. Are there any minors residing in your home?
Yeah, my daughter, my kid.
How old is your child?
10 and 13.
Okay. So that's Family First Care. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7410.
267-551-7400.
267-551-7400. Okay. And your last name is spelled M-I-N-H, and your last name is Lee, L-E?
Correct.
Okay. Please hold while I can get someone to further you along, okay? Please hold. Please hold.
Sure.
I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Natoffley. Please hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.